right. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Julianne Broadbent. We're looking to have a guest kind of leading into the open, who's been an athlete for years, and it was a really quick, easy choice. I was like, oh, Julianne would be great on this one. So you've done, this will be all the open. So you've done 14 in a row, which I don't know a lot of people who have just kept that unbroken chain going for all of them without missing one. Like, I've sprinkled in missed years here and there, and with injuries, and you know, I don't know a lot of people have hit all 14, even though they've been doing it the whole time. And you've put, you know, you've had maybe better years than others, but you've put together really solid performances year in and year out. You've done, what did you do, four regionals?
Yeah, 2011, 12, 13, 14.
You've done 15. every type of semifinal sort of qualifier, like the sanctionals. You did a couple of those. You've done a semifinals now.
Yep.
So you checked that box. A second place games in 2012. I remember that well. You guys were really good team that year. And then you got, what, fourth place in 2013 at regionals?
Yeah, individually.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. As an individual, I remember that year.
Brandon tends to know people's stats better than themselves.
Yeah. I'm not stalking her.
She's like, how do you know this?
Her stuff either. I know Julianne's been around for a long time, and she didn't go to, so you started at CrossFit Grandview in 2017, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I think a great way to kick this off, and then we can jump in and ask questions, is like, give us a little background on maybe like your sporting history, growing up in high school, real short, and then how you got into CrossFit and how that started to turn into like a competitive CrossFit sort of thing.
So growing up, I did gymnastics for like 15 years, and then I played basketball, ran track, did various sports in high school. Always been like athletic with gymnastics and everything, but I was always a little small. My dad worked with a guy whose son owned a CrossFit gym in Chicago going into my senior year of high school. And my dad thought it sounded like something that would benefit me to get stronger for basketball, track, and whatever. So he found a gym near our house and, signed me up, and I showed up, and it was like this tiny little, literally a barn. And like, they were all like, who's this chick? Like, where'd she come from? Cause there's all like people from the local high school. And they didn't really like have a huge gym yet. So I started there, just kept coming back, loved it. Loved like the challenge every day. And then, 2010, there was like the Arnold, I think there was sectionals at the Arnold that year, but it was like before the open, like the year before the open. And I went and watched some of the guys from my gym, doing the Arnold. And I was like, this is like really cool. You can compete in this sport. So then I like, was like, all right, I was like, start trying to compete. And then, a group of us from the gym up there, SPC, 2011, we made a team for regionals and like competed against CrossFit Grandview. I think it was Rogue Gahanna at the time. Mm-hmm. And, I think we got fourth place. You guys got like top three. So you made it to the games. And we were like, dang.
You guys were good. I remember that. Like right off the jump, you guys had a good team. And I remember you had good athletes too. Like
we did.
That was concentrated in that area of Ohio was a lot of really good CrossFit like people of that era. Like a lot of regional athletes, great teams. Like you guys were awesome back then.
That was fun.
Were there team comps? Or is it just individuals there? I forgot. It's been a long time.
In 2010, they did have a team.
Oh, 10 was Logan. 11 was at the fairgrounds. That was the first year at the fairgrounds. There was teams there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So Logan was, they had a regionals outside, and we actually threw together a team and missed it by like a spot. We almost made the games. I had to like text Katie Matter from Rogue actually. And was like, can we get in here? And she's like, okay, I got you in. That was those old days. So yeah, keep going. So you guys had a team in 2011. Now I remember judging you, I think, at a HyperFit competition. Yeah. And that was in 2010. Was that your first competition you did?
One of them? Yeah, it was like first two.
Okay.
How old were you then?
I was a senior in high
school. She's a teenager. That's
like crazy. 18. Wow. I remember, I think Dave was there.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember like watching him.
Dave did it.
I was like, that's a big dude.
So how old were you when you quit gymnastics?
I quit gymnastics probably, I think, eighth grade.
Okay.
And then I kept up with it. Like, I coached at the gym. I started coaching there senior year of high school, like, through college. It was, like, my college job. So I always stayed, like, doing gymnastics.
Okay.
But I think I quit competing around eighth grade.
Did you just get into other sports more?
Yeah, I got into other sports, and I got kind of, like, tall.
Yeah.
I was, like, 5'2", and then, like, senior year, you know, get really tall.
Yeah. A tall girl sport, huh?
I saw you break out the backflip this year too. Yeah, after
this
a few
summer,
years.
Right? Yeah. I threw a back tuck.
That was pretty cool. That was really cool. I was like, whoa, she can still do this.
Someone told me I wasn't athletic. I was just good at CrossFit, and I was like, no.
Shots fired. Yeah.
It's powered by spite.
So, in 2012, you guys put together what I would have called one of those first almost super teams in CrossFit. Now, it wasn't a super team where you were recruiting athletes from all over the country. You just got people. It was one of the first teams I saw where you got people who were individual regional caliber athletes and convinced them to
join our team.
Do a team instead of, you know, get 11th place at regionals.
Yeah. No, that was cool. We knew there were, I think, like, the me and like the three guys were all from SPC, and then we like saw like a girl at regionals the year before, and we were like, oh, she goes to the gym like literally 5 minutes away. Let's recruit her.
Yeah.
And then Danny Seidel, like, she wasn't even doing CrossFit at the time. She was just working out at Akron University's gym. And our other teammate like saw her there. He was like, this girl's like deadlifting 400 pounds. I was like, bring her to the gym. And her first CrossFit workout was 12.1, the 7 minutes of burpees.
Ooh.
And we were like, you're going to be on our team this year. And then that's how we like formed that team. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they were a powerhouse. They ended up taking second in the games. And the team that beat them was kind of, you know, for people who don't follow the sport of CrossFit, they were the first, like, almost mayhem type team. It was Ute CrossFit, and they won multiple CrossFit games. Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, almost like a professional team at the time that they, you know, brought back for a few years. And I think it's funny because I can think back on it. Tommy Hackenbrook was the leader of that team. He was a former college football player, and he probably would have won a CrossFit games if he could do handstand pushups. But he did the team because his handstand pushups were weak, and he could hide that weakness. But it ended up getting him multiple team victories. And it's funny how a little skill deficiency, like,
so weird.
James, like, he's like, eh, fuck you.
Oh, God, I'm in PTSD right now.
But for bigger,
it's not about me. Keep going.
But yeah, it was just that team was super stacked, and I mean, you guys battled hard with them. That was, we were like a middle of the pack team that year. We made the games, but we had our eyes on them, and we're rooting for our Ohio team to try and take them down. And it was like, it came down to the wire. They had like, did you guys have to do like, girls? Like,
yeah, it was the girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they had to like, it basically was like tagging teammates. You'd have to do a benchmark workout head to head against like other teams. It was a really cool final for like teams.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Came down to like Karen. We were like, don't drop that ball.
People were I don't think anyone could hardly hold on to it because everyone was really tired at that point.
It was a rough weekend.
It was hot. The year before at the games was not nearly as hard. Like I had been in the games the year before, and the events weren't like physically that hard. And then I remember being out there like coaching the team, and I was like, I'm kind of glad I'm not competing this year. This is hard.
That was rough.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on, you ended up going individual the following year. Tell us a little bit about that, 'cause that was a big year for you. You really had a good year that year.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. In 2012, I felt like I was like kind of ready for individual, but like our team was so like good. I was like, we got to do this. And then our team kind of disbanded. Like people graduated college, moved away. Yeah. Like our master gym was in a college town just like this one. So people left, people got jobs, people joined the army. So I was like, well, I guess I got to step up and go individual this year. And that was pretty cool. Just focusing on myself and what I was weak at, getting better, like getting my skills dialed in, and just like the mental game too. Because like back then, team stuff was not like synchro. It wasn't worm. It was pretty much like you did what you were good at and you handed it off. You're like, all right, your turn. But the individuals, it's all you. So I had to really adapt, and that was pretty cool. I was super nervous. I didn't know I would do well. I missed the games by one spot. So that was cool.
And you were 19 then?
Oh, yeah, it was 2013. I was probably 21. 20? Okay. Yeah, I was 21.
How old are you now?
32.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long, long journey.
Yeah, you were really, I mean, you were a standout athlete, even amongst, you know, other people qualified and you know, and it was a really tough region that year for the girls. We had a lot of really good, tough girls in there, and you were like a standout. You know, that the girl who edged you out, I think she won the last several events. She won the last,
like, three events.
Yeah, she won them back to back to back to edge you out. So you had a heck of a regional there. And then, you know, after that for a few years, did you kind of get more into, like, nursing school and things like that?
So. Yeah. So I started my, like, nursing career 2014. Okay. Did team again 2014. Kind of the same story. We got fourth and missed games by one spot. 15, I went individual again. That was the first year of, like, the super regional where they combined. I didn't do too great there, but, I mean, I got middle of the pack. There were 40 girls. I got top 20. That was my goal. And then after that, I kind of, like, just wanted to focus on, like, weightlifting and just kind of take a step back from CrossFit, because I did not have, like, the mental game to train and compete like that. Like, I was just – every bad workout just, like, killed me for a week, and I couldn't move on, and I didn't understand bad training days and, like, you know, your hormones could just be off. I didn't understand any of that, so I just took a step back, just tried to have fun with it again. So that was, like, 2016, 17, then moved here, and I think this was kind of, like – if I would have stayed where I was, I probably would have quit, but I came here and it was like a whole new environment, like fueled me to like train again. And I think like just the coaches that were here, the team, like I knew you guys from competing against you guys. So it just kind of like rejuvenated me. I was like, oh, I love this. I forgot. And then I think 2018, we formed a team again with Kiri and Corey and Ian. Yeah. That was a funny little year. But it was like so much fun to just get back into competing and like actually try again.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
And what brought you to Columbus then? Was it school?
Kind of. I was like just living in Youngstown, Ohio. Didn't understand why I was really living there. I was like, I'm going to move to a big city. So yeah. Columbus was big to me.
Were you in Youngstown for school?
No, I wanted to get into anesthesia school. So you had to like work in the ICU, and that's like the only place I could find a job at the time, because no one wanted to hire new grads, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of took the first job I could find and ended up in Youngstown and kind of was just depressed, honestly. And I knew a couple people who lived here and knew someone who came to this gym and knew you guys. So I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, apply to Ohio State. They got a lot of options there, get another job, and then apply to school. So did that. That's how I'm here.
Well, we're glad you did. I want to backtrack to that spot where I think a lot of people who compete hit it. So it was about 5 years in. And that seems, when I look at it, you know, I think, you know, Dave, much more so than me, was like really competing hard at that level. But I tried for about 5 years. And that's right where I hit, like, right about that 5 year mark, and I got burnt. Started getting burnt and hurt, and I'm like, I was like banging my, I was like, I can't get any better. I got really like, it was just getting mad, and it sounded like that was like right where you kind of like laid off the gas and you were able to like regroup. I don't know if you can. You know, I haven't like thrown this question out there ahead of time, but like conjure up like how you were able to stay in there, keep having fun with it, and keep competing. Cause again, like
And that's really why we wanted to have you on the
podcast.
You, my idea, by the way.
You, I mean,
to stay in this for so long and really like keep
it's a very rare thing in CrossFit, more so than almost any sport. You know, a 14-year career and even competing like, you know, at the level that you have for that long, that's like LeBron James kind of longevity in CrossFit. And you started young and you're not old and you're healthy. And you move well, which I think has really helped you. You know, you had really good mobility from gymnastics, other sports that were a good background with, you know, contact sports like basketball and stuff that also helped. Where, you know, I know a lot of like former football players, like, you know, maybe Dave or Graham, like you might have some like mobility issues or some injuries that like, you know, you're on your toes a whole bunch that when you're moving repetitive heavy weights can probably like tear your knees up and
back,
different things.
Back, like shoulders, neck, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of rambling here, but if you could say like what you think like has kept you, you know, even you'll have years where it's maybe a little more moderate, but you've stayed at a high level. And like this year, which is really cool, I think, you know, you guys just did a tryout. She's the number one girl in the gym. And this is a very competitive gym. We have a lot of really good top female talent. You know, and this is, again, year 14, 15, you know, we're doing this. I don't know. What do you think is like, you can, it doesn't have to be one thing, but what do you think are some reasons and how you've been able to stay in it this long?
I think just like having fun and not taking yourself too seriously, just knowing like you can do it, like you put in the work, and if like you're not there that day, it's fine. You know, like just do some silly workouts, do like, you know, don't focus on what you're bad at all the time. Like, like the year 2021, I think I didn't do level two. I was like this. I just don't want to like hurt every day, feel bad about myself every day. Like I just want to do all levels, just move. And like all levels is tough. Like, and honestly, all levels the workouts are what I'm bad at. Like lightweight, like not high skill, just moving and suffering. That's what I'm bad at. And it's actually kind of fun to just, you know, like take that year kind of off almost and like just enjoy things. And like I ended up making the team for semifinals that year. I was like, look, like that would kind of like prove to me then that like I don't have to like kill myself every day to like be good at this. Like just work at what you're bad at, but don't kill yourself about it. If you have a bad day, move on. Like you can't just beat your head into a wall constantly or you're going to burn out. You just have to have fun with it, make friends, make light of it. Like if you have a bad day, be like, man, did you see how bad I did on that workout? That was silly. You know, and like I'll do all levels and it'll be like a mile runs and like 50 burpees and I get last place. And I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Well, from afar, I think that's what I really like. I mean, I don't know you super well, but it just seems like you have a good sense of humor and you have fun. And that's what people like with fitness in general, just like taking themselves too seriously and don't have fun anymore.
Right.
With no matter what you do, I've been into fitness shows and all sorts of things. And I came in second to last place, my first one. And I was just like, hey, I did it. Yeah. What did I think I was going to do? When I go run a 5K, I don't think I'm going to win it. You know, like to just like keep showing up and having fun. But I mean, it's cool that you've been able to be so good for so long. But it's really neat to see you do that. And then, I mean, it probably also makes it more pleasant for your teammates for you not to like be freaking out all the time, too.
Yeah. I try to stay calm and just, it's like, I think I just have the base where like with gymnastics too, like I have the like natural ability to move well. And like, I know all my skills are there. And if there's a new skill, I'll hammer it down for a little bit until I'm like comfortable with it. And then it's like, I think I just know I have the base. So like when it's time to put in the work, I know I can.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to kill myself 365 days a year. It's like, I'm going to chill for like this summer.
That's so hard for CrossFit people to wrap their head around. And one thing I've seen you do is like, you'll eat shit on certain workouts and you're cool. Like coming out of the winter, like you're not someone who just loves to run and like you have to train yourself into it and get into it. And like, you'll go eat shit on some 800 meter runs and you won't be like, beat red in the face, like kicking holes in the wall, you know, expecting that you're going to win those. Like you're very, you're very good. And I've just watched you over the years at like, okay, this bar facing burpee workout is not going to be the best one for me. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to like hide at home and not do it. You know, you'll come in and do it and like, you know, eat your medicine and then move on and have a good attitude. And that's, I mean, it's hard for me to do it. It's hard for a lot of people to, especially people who are competitive. It just burns their ass. And over time it burns you out and it's really hard to keep going. I think that attitude that you have and being able to just go in, train, have fun, and not take particularly like training workouts as seriously as a lot of people do.
I mean, just like being an athlete too. Like you have such high expectations and standards of yourself that it's really hard not to like just always do that. Mm-hmm. It's good sometimes that like it gets you where you need to go, but like it can just burn you out and make you take everything way too serious all the time. I think it just, you know, it takes a long time to reach that point of the balance. Like, okay, I know this is where I can show, I can just laugh out some stuff, and here's where I really need to push myself and hold myself to, you know, certain standards, and just kind of having that balance is just tough. And it sounded like you kind of went through that, you know, during your 20s and stuff where maybe school was a bigger priority or nursing school was. And now you're like, oh, I actually enjoy this again. I'm going to come back into it with that balance of like, I'm going to push hard, but I know that if I push too hard, I actually do worse. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can just do better if you take it, I don't say less seriously, but just finding that point where you're having fun with it still. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an underrated skill in sports is like just still enjoying it while pushing hard.
The best fitness strides I feel like I've ever hit are almost always by accident. Mm-hmm. It just all of a sudden, you, there's events and things you're trying to get ready for, but when you really feel like you just hit it sometimes, it's like you just hit a flow and it's like you're just having fun with it. Kind of the way that, you know, she's describing, like, I'm just having fun with it and then I can ramp it up when it's coming up. But it's just been really cool. And I think it's one of those things that it's not talked about a lot where, you know, everyone just looks at like that super duper, like, are you winning every year? Participating and doing it at a high level for that long is actually something to me now, especially as I get older, it impresses me more than like the white hot 2 or 3 year thing, because I've seen that a lot. And that's actually more common than I see people sticking with something for 15 years and doing it at this high level, having fun with it and being able to like, you know, go through different seasons and continue to just like enjoy it. And then continuing to like what you're doing too over time, like the sport's changing and evolving, but you still hit like these little, I see you hit like, I just hit a PR. Like you're still hitting PRs.
They're more rare.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But 14, 15 years into it. Like, yeah. Did you just hit some like shoulder to overhead ones like last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that 225 push press?
That was 205.
205. Yeah. Oh, whoops. I was like,
I tried 225.
225.
I had it on the bar.
I thought that's what it was. It's still really.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's very cool. And especially to be continuing to do that 15 years in. So, you know, looking towards the future with just like your training and everything, do you have like year or long-term goals, or are you just like, hey, I'm going to take it year to year, have fun and just keep going and see how much longer I want to do it and keep having fun with it?
Yeah, it's definitely a year by year thing. Yeah. I honestly wasn't even planning on competing this year. I wanted to kind of like take a step back and just have fun and then see, you know, how I am when the season comes. And then the whole tryouts is early this year. So I kind of just showed up that week and I was like, all right. I mean, I kind of having some injuries leading up to it. I've been scaling every workout for like a couple months leading up to the tryouts. And I finally like felt healthy that week.
The secret right there.
Scale workouts and then go full go.
You know, recover.
Yeah. Honestly, it was great. Like my body felt good. I like showed up for the tryout workouts and they all went pretty well. They were all repeats from quarterfinals last year and I PR'd every single workout. And I thought I was in pretty good shape for quarterfinals last year too. So like every single workout, I like crushed my previous score. So that was pretty cool. To just know that it's there when I need it, like my fitness.
You, I mean, if you're in, you know, if your game is on, you know, at the level it is, you might as well go out there and compete, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's kind of what I said. I was like, you know? I mean, I can't not do it if I'm able to. Like, there'll be a day when I'm not capable or I'm not, you know, I don't make the team.
Sure.
And those are the years I won't compete.
You've been super impressive, you know, just in your attitude and just being a great member and a good teammate. And I mean, it's funny because I've done this for a while and sometimes I'll think, oh, like Julianne's kind of like a new member. And it's like, no, she's not. Like, she's been here forever now. you know, and just like how you've been able to like keep it rolling, keep it going. Do you guys have anything for her, like as far as like questions or anything you want to hear from her? I just really wanted to hear about like your attitude and how you've kept it going. Again, this is year 14 for Julianne in the Open, probably 15 really.
Oh, I do have some questions. Yeah, so week to week, like what does your workout schedule look like and work schedule? Like how do you balance all that out?
So I work full time as a nurse anesthetist at the Children's Hospital, 40 hour weeks every week. My shifts, I do 2 12-hour shifts and 2 8-hour shifts a week. So the 2 12-hour shifts, I just rest. I used to try to come before work, but it just seemed
like 7 to 7. Or,
yeah. So okay. I either work 7 to 3 or 7 to 7. So the 7 to 7s are just off. I don't even care. Not coming here. The 7 to 3s, I do the 4:30 level 2. I get 1 weekday off a week. So I come usually at noon on that day. And then I'm off every Saturday, Sunday. So Saturdays I usually do, whatever the team stuff is. And Sundays I usually try to make up a workout from the day I missed that week, or for the upcoming week, but sometimes I just rest as well.
Yeah. So, no, I always find 2 or 3 rest days. Yeah. Okay. And then what, like, I've seen you post some about like nutrition. It seems, like you don't take that too seriously either. Like you'll allow yourself to have whatever if you feel like it, but I'm sure you have to dial that in. What does that look like for you and how has that changed over the years?
Yeah. I've never really like had formal nutrition coaching or anything. I think I understand nutrition, like macros and everything. But I've never had like an overeating problem. I'm not really like food motivated. I'm kind of just, I eat to survive. My mom's always said that about me. So I literally just eat the same thing every single day, like every single meal, because not because it's like healthy or anything. It's just, it's better for my mental to just go to the grocery store, buy the same stuff. I know it's healthy. So I eat like my breakfast, lunch, and dinner are pretty much the same every day. And then if there's like cake at work, I'm like, I'll have some cake. Or if someone's like, you want to get burgers? And I'm like, heck yeah, let's get some burgers and drinks. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I think like I try to keep it like normal and healthy like 90% of the time. So then like if someone does offer me something delicious, I'm like, oh yeah, of course. I will eat all those donuts.
Attitude. I feel like we could all take a page from your book. What's your go-to meal that you do over and over?
Over meal? Oh God. Well, I mean, yeah, I have eggs and oatmeal in the morning. And then at work, I hate vegetables. So I just force myself to like bring a salad to work with like chicken and fruit and nuts and cheese on it. And that forces me to eat my green stuff. And then it's just like chicken and rice for dinner. Sometimes I switch up the protein. And, you know, if someone's like, you want to go get ramen instead, I'm like, all right, chicken and rice tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's funny because we've had, we've had you on and then T-Lock, there was just kind of like, oh, I don't really try that hard. And then when you look at your, like your every day, that's pretty disciplined.
Yeah.
And it's just like, well, your perception's your reality that like, hey, you know, I'll just do this. It's not a big deal, but that's such like a healthy outlook to do that and then be able to go enjoy this or go enjoy that and have putting in this work to allow yourself that freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you do the same thing with working out. Like I'm going to show up, but if I feel burnout, I've put in all this work that I can afford to take a week and just chill not kill myself in the gym.
What she casually described though, if you switch out like the vernacular with some, like maybe like some clients you probably have, It's like torturous.
I was just thinking of that. So like I want to like record
I'm
you.
I'm so restricted in what, but it's like you just like intuitively do that. Like you're packing like,
this
food.
This is a normal, healthy day.
Training four or five, you know, you're training 5 days a week, you know, and doing that. And you know, I take some rest days, which is like, it seems a little laid back maybe for neurotic CrossFit competitor type people. But you're very consistent with it, where I think what does happen with the very like neurotic type, like CrossFit competitors is, you know, they'll work out every day or do all this extra work and they'll be like super dialed into this diet. And then they like, or here, they just fall apart. They fall apart all the time. And where you just build like momentum, or maybe you'll go down, but you're, you know, you don't hit these, you know, peaks and valleys the same way that people do with that. Again, it seems like a little more laid back attitude, but when you actually look at it, it's like, you know, you're nailing it when you do it that way.
Well, what's cool is it just seems like you don't waste a lot of energy on like dumb shit, like overanalyzing. Oh, and no. I think that's where people, like, especially if you take it super seriously, people get lost in the weeds, whether it's with nutrition and macros here. I'm like, honestly, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. Like it really doesn't. Do this percentage of protein or that one. Just do it consistently. Doesn't, and with training, like knowing certain components that you need to have, like, you know, the work that you need to get in and dial in, and everyone kind of knows what they need to work on. It's just whether you want to or not, you know, and just like doing it and not overthinking it, because it just wastes so much time, so much energy, and it just like burns you the fuck out. Yeah.
I think I've been good at like having, like, I know I have a base in my training and a base in my nutrition. If I come to L2, workouts there, I don't have to think about it. I just show up for what I plan on showing up for, eat what I plan on eating. And then like, if a bad day comes up and I just want to eat ice cream and sit there in my feelings, I know I've done the work that I can splurge. Or like in the gym, like I've done the work. If I feel like crap, like there was a day last week where like work just whooped me. And I was like, I'm not going to the gym. I'm going to sit on my couch with my dog and read a book. And I don't need it because I worked hard last week.
Yeah.
I know like 90% of the time I've been good. I can just chill.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really neat.
Well, I think that's a good place to put a stop on that. That was awesome, Julianne. Thank you for coming, and good luck in the open coming up here.
Thank you. It's going to be fun.